Blog Talk Radio.
Today's show, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via landline, thank you guys for listening in to the show. Those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show, and you guys can call in and comment on today's topic. Again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, welcome. All right? Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? Again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and welcome, welcome, and welcome again. Hey, it looks like a beautiful day outside. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. So go ahead and take a moment of your time to thank God for waking you up this morning. Thank God for this beautiful day, and to also thank Him for your health, your strength, your well-being, whatever it is you want to thank Him for. You should do that right now. Today's weather, right now it's a balmy 44 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 58 today, and a low tonight of 36. Tomorrow, 58 and 42. Thursday, 64 and 48. So Turkey Day is going to be a really, really nice, mild day. It's 64 degrees and 48 at night. Oh, man. It's going to be a great day. It's looking at partly cloudy, but I don't see any rain in sight. Okay? Friday, 63 and 48. Saturday, 66 and 49, and Sunday, 59 and 48. So, no rain until Monday. So, you're looking at a great Thanksgiving holiday, nice weekend, and no rain until Monday. All right? So, that's your forecast for the next few days. Now, let's see. Let's go ahead and get the word of the day out of the way. The word of the day today is henotheism. 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 H-E-N-O-T-H-E-I-S-M. Henotheism is a noun, and it means the worship of one God without denying the existence of other gods. Again, the worship of one God without denying the existence of other gods. Okay, so, I worship one God, okay? I guess henotheism is me. I worship one God. I don't deny that other gods exist. I don't know if other gods exist, okay? So I don't deny that. Other people, they think they worship other gods and they think our God doesn't exist. So, I guess that's okay, right? But that's henotheism. Henotheism. So you guys can take that and run with it if you like, or just let it slide in one ear and slide out the other. It's okay with me. Hey, if I pause just a minute in during the show, that's because I'm enjoying a nice cup of Java. And that's exactly what I did. I'm enjoying a nice cup of Java. So that was my pause for that part of the show. Now, today, excuse me, today's show is today's episode is entitled Jared of Subway Gets Free Footlongs for the Next 15 Years of His Life. Now, I know you guys say, man, how can Subway can give Jared free footlongs for the next 15 years? Well, that's not exactly the way it is. If you know about Jared and all his shortcomings over the past maybe 12 months, I guess, since we found out about him being a pervert and him having sex with minors and all this other stuff that he's been into. Now they indicted him, right? Then he went to trial, right? And they found him guilty. Or he actually took the plea deal, right? He actually took the plea deal, which gave him a more lenient sentence, right? Because he took the plea deal. And so he's, you know, the judge gave him 15 years in prison. Actually, he got more than 15 years in prison for his sex crimes. All right, but what I want to discuss is the reasons that he got put away. And so my title was kind of a stab in the back, so to speak. Well, he's going to get some stabs in the back. But, you know, Jared gets free footlongs for the next 15 years of his life. What I'm saying there is he's going to be in prison, and they're going to come after him. I mean, he's new meat in prison, right? So, you know, it's like having a new girlfriend, having a new girl to show up at your place. All right. Having a new girl show up at your place and you can't wait to get next to her. And that's what's happening with Jared of Subway. So his footlongs are not going to be sandwiches. They're going to be something else that's happening to him in prison, if you know what I mean. So I want to discuss the reasons that Jared will spend the next 15 years of his life in prison. Now, he has a chance to get out in the next eight to 12 years or whatever, okay? But his next 15 years are going to be, the only way he'll get out then is if he keeps his nose clean and not get in any trouble while he's in there, okay? And this is what he said. He said that the Subway diet made him do it. And how is that? He said that's the excuse a defense psychiatrist has trotted out to explain former Subway pitchman Jared Fogle's sex crimes. Once he lost weight, it seemed as though in a short time he had hypersexuality. Forensic psychiatrist John Bradford testified for the defense at Fogle's sentencing Thursday morning in Indianapolis. There are brain disorders that can be associated with sexual drive. And Fogle, who famously dropped 245 pounds on a diet of turkey and veggie subs, will be sentenced later Thursday. The psychiatrist said Fogle had mild or infrequent fantasies about pre-pubertal children. Okay? But the psychiatrist said his diagnosis is mild pedophilia. Mild pedophilia or pedophilia. I don't know how to pronounce that word, but I think it's pedophilia. Okay? A pedophile mild pedophilia. And it says, there's no evidence I know that he molested a child, Bradford said by phone. Asked about Fogle's sex with 16 and 17-year-old minors, Bradford says 16 or 17-year-olds are not pre-pubertal children, the paper reported. He didn't have those types of distortions that we see in those individuals. Bradford said he was concerned about Fogle's eating disorder from childhood to college. Bradford said Fogle had fantasies of young girls aged 12 or 13, but his main interest was older minors. Looking at all of this, I believe he did suffer from pedophilia, except it didn't involve acting out with a child. He denies he ever touched a child. Fogle agreed in August to plead guilty to one count each of traveling to engage in illicit sexual conduct with a minor and distribution and receipt of child pornography. The charges followed a July raid on his suburban Indianapolis home, and the resulting criminal case destroyed his career with the sandwich restaurant chain. Before entering his guilty plea, U.S. District Judge Tonya Walton Pratt asked Fogle whether he understood the punishment he could face, and he answered, "Yes, Your Honor, I do." The sentencing portion is expected to begin after he makes a statement in court. The judge then moved on the sentencing phase of the hearing, going over aggravating circumstances such as Fogle possessing more than 600 images of child porn. She also went over mitigating circumstances such as giving authorities timely notification that he planned on pleading guilty, the paper reported. Fogle has admitted paying for sex with girls as young as 16 and receiving child pornography produced by Russell Taylor, the former head of the Jarrett Foundation, which Fogle started to raise awareness and money to fight childhood obesity. Authorities said Taylor secretly filmed 12 minors as they were nude, changing clothes, or engaged in other activities using hidden cameras to produce child pornography. Taylor has agreed to plead guilty to child exploitation and child porn charges. Court documents detailing the charges against the 38-year-old father of two say that Fogle had sex at New York City hotels with two girls under age 18 and paid them for that sex. Fogle agreed to pay a total of $1.4 million to his 14 victims, with each getting $100,000. Fogle became a Subway spokesperson after shedding more than 200 pounds as a college student, in part by eating the chain sandwiches. Subway ended its relationship with Fogle after authorities raided his home in July. His attorneys are asking a 5-year prison term, saying he is profoundly sorry for what he has done. They also wrote that Fogle suffers from hypersexuality and alcohol abuse and dependence, and is committed to receiving treatment. The attorneys also said he never engaged in any sexual conduct with any of Taylor's minor victims and played no role in producing any of the images or videos recorded by Taylor. Now, let me see. I mean, there's so much stuff here. Let's see. I want this right here. They said Jared Fogle wants leniency because he's sorry. Jared Fogle's attorney asked the judge for leniency Thursday, saying in court document the former pitchman is profoundly sorry. It says federal judges have wide discretion, and Judge Tonya Walton Pratt could go beyond the prosecution's recommendation at the November 19th sentencing. The child porn charge carries a maximum 20 years in prison, and the sex with a minor count minor and the sex with a minor count is punishable by up to 30 years. The sentencing requests were filed the same day. And the girl, now 16, appeared on the syndicated Dr. Phil show. She described being secretly recorded at age 14 by Russell Taylor, who ran a nonprofit that Fogel started to raise awareness of child obesity. Prosecutors have said Taylor secretly filmed minors and passed some pornography. Let's see. The girl said she was among three youths who drank alcoholic beverages at Taylor's house and became intoxicated. I mean, these guys are sick. He took my happiness, she said of Taylor. He took my trust. He took my pride. Everything. U.S. Attorney's Office spokesman Tim Horty said Thursday it's very unusual for federal prosecutors to confirm victims of child pornography, but said he could confirm she was among Fogel's 14 victims because the teenager chose to make herself public. The show identified the girl only as Annalisa, and there were no efforts to obscure her appearance during the on-camera interview. In their sentencing recommendations, prosecutors said the fact in the case provide a window to Fogel's history and character. The court filing discloses that investigators found that Fogel has paid for commercial sexual activity with adults on hundreds of occasions. Okay, and this guy Taylor, who ran Fogel's nonprofit, secretly filmed 12 minors as they were nude, changing clothes, or engaged in other activities using hidden cameras. Okay. In his Indianapolis area residence to produce child pornography. He has agreed to plead guilty. Prosecutors said Thursday filing that Fogel received photos or videos from Taylor of eight of those 12 youths receiving images of girls as young as 12. Fogel could have stopped Taylor from victimizing some of the minors, prosecutors have said. But they say he instead encouraged Taylor to produce additional child pornography. Court documents detailing the charges against the 38-year-old father of two say that Fogel had sex at New York City hotels with two girls under age 18, one of whom was 16 at the time, and paid them for that sex. Fogel became, Fogel has agreed to pay the $1.4 million and yada yada. Now, okay, so you know that. Now, here's my take on this. These freaks, okay, and the reason I say these freaks is because I have a 14-year-old, and for someone to give her alcohol, get her intoxicated, and then secretly, not stand there with the video camera on her and tell her, move this way for me, move that way for me, do this, do that. That wasn't the case. They were secretly filming her. Now, I guess it would have been different if they had been standing there filming her without secretly filming her, but I'm sure those are different circumstances. But for someone to get my daughter intoxicated and on alcohol at 14, and then, film her nude and engaging in different kinds of stuff, there's no telling what was going on. That's crazy. Now, here's the other thing. These 12 kids that he filmed or got drunk, where did those 12 kids come from? Okay. And how did they get to his house? Were they neighbors? Were they someone that some girls that he picked up somewhere? You know, where did he get these 12 girls? Were they friends of his daughters, or what? I mean, these guys need to go to jail for a very, very long time. And evidently, the judge sees it the same way. Now, he's 38, He come, you know, and what he's gonna, what's gonna happen is he's 38, so he's gonna spend, let's say, 15 years in prison. That means he'll be what, 53 when he gets out, and definitely gonna be broke. Okay, now how can you let him get off or get away with 5 years in prison for a sex crime? How can you be lenient on him? And they weren't. They weren't lenient on him. She threw the book at him, so to speak. But I think 15 years was not enough. I think he should have gotten 30 years. And I guarantee you, there are more victims out there than that. Now let's kind of turn a page here for a second and go to something totally different. All right, Bill Cosby. If I'm saying this right, and don't hold me to this, but I think I'm saying it right. If Bill Cosby was, you know, giving young girls drugs, not minors, but young girls, maybe 20 years old or whatever, giving them drugs and having, you know, sex with them. And this was a very long time ago. Okay. I see that also as being bad. All right, that's bad to me as well. And now, no one has any proof of other than her word against theirs. I mean, the lady's words against Bill Cosby's words. But there is no proof. He doesn't have. They didn't raid his home and find all these pictures of girls that he had sexual relations with. Okay, there isn't any proof that he sexually assaulted these women. There isn't any proof that he gave them drugs. It's just hearsay. And that is very, very hard to prove in court. Hearsay. I don't know if you guys have ever watched a court show, but whenever and one of the lawyers will object to something that the other lawyer said, the lawyer might say, "Objection, Judge. That's hearsay." And the judge will say, "Oh, sustained. That means you can't use that hearsay." All right, that's all that is against Bill Cosby. Let's turn back the page. Now, Jared, they raided his place, because before they raided his place, they, you know, got his friend that was the president of his foundation. They got him first, okay? And they found that he was sending all his findings, all his pictures and videos, to Jared. Then they go to Jared's place and get him. Then all of a sudden, all hell breaks loose. There was an owner of Subway, a young lady that owned the Subway, that Jared used to have not a sexual relationship or anything like that, but a friendship, a friendly relationship with, that came forward and told police that he had told her that he was looking for minors to have sex with, and he would pay them up to $100 per time, I guess. So all hell broke loose after that. 818-301-5834 is your number to the show. Actually, we got I'm out of time, guys. I appreciate you guys listening in. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Have a great day. And join me tomorrow for another episode of the Frank Williams Show. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. And guess what? I hope that if I don't talk to you between now and Thanksgiving, or you don't listen to the show tomorrow, or you don't see me within that time, please have a safe, happy, fun, tremendous, eat a lot, drink a lot, anything you do, hug your folks, and have an excellent, excellent Thanksgiving. And above all, be safe and take care of your family. Hey, take care, guys, and we'll see you tomorrow. Let's see what I want to close out on. I think I'll close out. Take care, guys. Let's pray.